You're listening to The Alex Spicer Show, where we like to focus on God, family, freedom, and religion, and discuss the true principles that ensure our happiness and our success in light of current and historical events.
Welcome to The Alex Spicer Show. This is yours truly, your suave secret agent, double agent. The name's...
Oh my gosh.
We have a different sense of humor.
Clearly, Rob. Clearly. Actually, and this is my co-host, Rob. His name is Rob. Hi, Hitler! Rob, you should explain to them, why am I saying Heil Hitler?
Alex joined a cult.
Yes, it's called my religion. No, tell our audience why you...
You're still on this?
Yeah. Why would I speak to you in such a way, comrade?
I don't know.
Because you made yourself look like a freaking Nazi.
You know, the Swedes look like Nazis.
Yeah, but we also know they're Swedish.
Why?
Rob, haven't you heard that the biggest threat to America right now is white supremacy? And now, of all times, when you knew, and you knew how sensitive this was, you chose to dye not just your hair, but your mustache as well, a light, light blonde.
Right.
And you had to have blue eyes. Couldn't you at least let up a little bit? This humor, I don't find funny. I find... It does violence to me.
Oh,
and
shut
those
up.
That I am an ally to.
Oh, I hope someone's laughing somewhere.
I am laughing.
They're laughing at you. Not with you.
Elmo thinks you look like a Nazi. No. I am laughing inside the whole time.
I dye my hair blonde. My mustache is naturally blonde.
Not that blonde. It's like your mustache...
No, it
altered itself to join the club.
Why would I put like chemicals near my mouth?
It's like, that white supremacy looks really cool.
Take a good look.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to
kiss me. I see dyed blonde mustache hair.
Shut up. Whatever. I get a red beard, blonde mustache, and I don't know. Whatever.
You a calico?
Whatever our hair color is. But now it's blonde.
Well... I can't believe I just meowed.
Yeah, he's probably retired.
Retire from being your brother.
Yeah.
So, here's the spiel today. Everyone's going off crazy about Mar-a-Lago, the raid of the FBI on Trump's personal residence. And I get it. I mean, it is a very serious thing to consider. But I want to talk about like really why it matters and the principles behind it, because I think this is something we could learn and understand and it would be applicable moving forward, not just be a news bite. That is this principle of reciprocity. So when you set a precedent like this, or when you do anything to anyone, there's a natural desire for getting back. There's a tit for tat mentality.
Vengeance.
What is that? Batman's slogan is like vengeance or whatever.
Vengeance is mine, say the Batman.
Nope. Where's the lightning coming? Walk away from you. Yes, so tit for tat, right? That people who no longer have positive or community, they don't have positive feelings or community feeling relationships with those of their, you know, of their same nation, their same city, their same neighborhood, right? Like this idea that we are all Americans no longer matters much anymore when a large portion of the country, or when people perceive a large portion of the country to be purposefully trying to destroy America and to actually want America to be destroyed. Not just... they think America's bad. They want to change it. They want to destroy it. Want it to be completely different. It's hard to be like, I'll join hands with you, brother. We are one. United we stand. When those who are really Americans are going, we want this country to last. We want this to... And the way the news makes it appear there's a big chasm between us, and we can't really cross that chasm. So now you have Americans who have for months now have been feeling like ever since the election that we are no longer like the progressives. The progressives are not like us, and we cannot
coexist. Well, we better get rid of all those bumper stickers.
Yeah.
What's funny is conservatives and Muslims would coexist better, even though they progressives like love the idea of coexisting with Muslims. But that's only if the Muslims, you know, have the same ideology.
Well, they're also afraid of at least radical Muslims, you know, people who are fundamentalists, because they will destroy you. Like they are on the same footing, the same idea of subterfuge, changing out one power structure for another.
Yeah, there's a a little bit ago, this YouTuber or I don't know, some political dude asked people on the street, I think in Gaza or something, he asked Muslims, like, what would you do if someone was gay here? And it wasn't even out of anger, it was just simply we would kill him. And then he went to like gay part of San Francisco, which I think is like the entire city, and he asked him, what do you think of Gaza and Israel? And they're obviously like, Israel's awful, or pro-Gaza. And
the people are saying Israel is awful. Yeah.
And then he shows them this video, the interviews, and they do a full 180. Like, I had no idea. And they're
oh, he shows them?
Shows gay people.
I feel like they never do that. They never like, oh, how about you watch this?
It's pretty cool. I don't know. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Anyways.
Did you know Iran, speaking of Hitler, Iran is like, I don't know, Persian or whatever language for Aryan. They changed the name from Persia to Iran back in the 1900s, I think.
After World War I, yeah.
Yeah, because they're big fans of Hitler. They would read Mein Kampf. So they love the idea of Aryan race.
Not that they were Aryans. Race.
Yeah, because it meant eradicating the Jews as well or something. I don't know. It's been a while since I read about it.
Interesting.
So anyways, back to Mario Hawk. Yeah.
When you have people though who are radical, kind of going off of this idea of being radical, when we are radicalized as a people and we are no longer cohesive, and we are now very much divided, people are going to be more open to the idea of reciprocity, of tit for tat. Oh, you think you can just threaten and bully us or even the president that we really liked and is running again? You think that's going to intimidate us? And you will see more and more violence escalate. Because so far, the violence that we really see on a regular basis, even seasonal basis, comes from the left. Not the right, from the left.
Uh-huh.
BLM, Antifa.
Sorry, I'm going into a hole.
Look like you're trying so hard not to squeeze a turd.
No,
it's just, a brain turd.
It's hitting me. I've been wanting to go to Ireland and Scotland for so long. Oh my gosh, shut up.
We're not talking about this. We'll talk about this later. Okay, so.
She just literally sent me a text that says, I'm going to Scotland and Ireland. And she already told me that. She's rubbing it in my face.
Well, probably because you look like a Nazi. She's like, I can't go there. We'll be attacked.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that happens in Ireland and Scotland. Hold us up at
customs.
People who have blonde hair and blue eyes just get attacked. And blonde mustaches. Organic blonde mustache. I want to see you with a mustache.
But anyways, so when you set precedents like this where you think you can get away with doing this, if the power structure changes, you make it much more easier for people to act just as corrupt. But even if the power structure doesn't change, you don't vote Trump back into office, people are more willing to be, they're still willing to exact justice, revenge, get vengeance, you know? So that's something we should be really aware of, because that principle is a principle of natural human nature. It's not a principle of exalting human beings, of exalting human nature. I think there's a difference of principles here. There's principles that exist that just kind of say things as they are. And there's principles that exist that help us understand how we can improve ourselves or improve the way we act.
Are you implying that Trump's going to get vengeance if he wins and that's why we shouldn't vote for him?
No. Good. I'm saying he may be inclined to do so, but also anyone of the other side of the political aisle will feel justified and even feel like they can get away with it and do it because guess what? The other side did it to them, right?
It doesn't even matter what side. There is no justice. Why do we even have laws and morality if nothing matters?
That's exactly right. Why have laws? Well, you only have laws if you want to govern people. If you want people to live and behave in such a way, right? To avoid anarchy. Yeah. That's the point of laws. But laws don't matter if people are not willing to be self-governing. I mean, this is why democracy, quote unquote, does not work in the Middle East, because you have people there who are not, they just don't have a culture and a mindset, behaviors, attitudes that are self-governing. For the majority of the Middle East, it's they are used to being ruled, and that is their way of thinking, and that's their way of doing. That's why we can go in and be like, oh, we're going to set up a new government for you, and then just changes out, and it's completely back to the way it was, because the people are not willing. This grand idea of democracy or a democratic republic means nothing to them because they don't value it. They don't value self-governance. They want to be told what to do and how to live. Huh. Regardless of how miserable it makes them. So, yeah.
Have you ever, random tangent, have you ever thought of going to, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to decide if I must kill you after this comment.
Nah. You'll like it. You ever want to go to like a Mexican market and just yell out, Policia! And see if they start running?
No.
Oh my gosh, should I tell you what our brother-in-law talked about in a translator in state conference type of thing?
Oh, no, you told me.
I did?
Yeah, let's not share that.
It's so funny.
No, but...
Okay, fine!
But that, okay. So going back to this, you're totally derailing me. That's why I think I must kill you after this.
Well, you got me thinking about like ICE and like the rule of law. It's like they're literally, there's all these illegals committing a felony, and the government is saying, hey, you know, it's against the law to do this. Here's a free plane ride to the middle of the country. Here, have fun. Oh, you want to get on welfare? We'll pay for it because you're a felon. You know, it's like, we're absolute morons. Why do we even have a law? So anyways, that's made me think about that. It's just, so they don't care.
In this sort of a scenario, where you have evil, corrupt, secret combination sort of people at the top who are leading us, they love laws to exist only for those who are not on their side. For the law-abiding citizen, they love it because they know we're going to follow the laws. We're going to do that. We're going to continue to do what we're told because we're good people. Aww. They love that. They go, sweet, you follow this, and then we will do whatever the H we want. Huh. So I think about reciprocity and how we are setting ourselves up for a situation, and this will happen. This happens throughout history. It can happen again. Or we are going to seek a tit for tat.
A teat for tat.
A teat for tat.
It sounds like you're saying teat for dad.
A teat for da. And so now this is in these sort of situations, this is where we need to seek the higher principles, right? The principles of exalting human behavior. I think of the Civil War, right? So when the Civil War happened, there was a lot of anger towards the Southern Democrats. For causing this war, for causing all this bloodshed. There was a lot of anger, and it's very normal throughout history to see people then, after they've, you know, put out the fire, so to speak, they will then exact revenge, a price upon the heads of those they conquered. Mm. It's like Hunger Games, right? You've read the books, you've seen the movies. It's
been a while.
Remember when they're saying, oh, okay, we're forming this new government. Son has this idea that we should do, just for one season, a Hunger Games with the children of those who lived in the capital.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make them feel it.
Vengeance.
Right?
Yeah.
And for those of us who did not actually live in that world, we go, that's crazy. And PETA kind of represents, he kind of represents the moral, the moral spirit that doesn't exist in that nation anymore, or in Pan Am at all, but that we can identify with, which is another reason why people love him so much. Uh-huh. And that's why he goes, no, you know, you can't be. But it makes total sense why Katniss is like, yeah, sure. After the, all they've done to us for 76 years or 75 years,
I don't even remember
we're
that.
Doing this. Mm. She, yeah, she was totally for it.
Oh, Katniss, what are you doing?
Skank.
She's not real.
So that's very normal human behavior. There's a reason why Abraham Lincoln, he had a speech and he's talking about as the war, you know, winds down and we win, we need,
we need to all go to the movies. Just kidding.
I'm butchering the phrase, but he said with malice towards none.
Mm-hmm.
And was it forgiveness for all? But what he's trying to say is we need to welcome them with open arms. They allowed them to immediately resume an American citizen status. They didn't make them wait, do anything like that.
Oh, the slaves?
No, we're talking about the Southern Democrats.
Make them what?
Allow them to be American citizens again, instead of being like, no, we're going to vet you first and going to decide who we are going to allow to be Americans, and the rest of you we're just probably going to hang. They didn't do anything like that, even though it was on the table. It was an idea.
That'd be so weird. Like, hey, I tried to kill you yesterday, but we're neighbors and we're friends again.
But that's why I said, you know, we need to forgive each other in order to overcome major actions of aggression or major grievances put upon people. You have to go to the other extreme, which is major forgiveness, extreme forgiveness.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened yet where we're at.
No. So the difference between justice. Now and then, the difference between now and then is we conquered mm-hmm. the enemy. So they were conquered beneath our boot.
Sure.
Now we are going to set the precedent of we're going to be forgiving and let you all in, right?
Yeah.
Right now we're going through this thing where Mar-a-Lago happens. They are... I do not see a true, real justification for them to raid his home. And they're doing this. They're intimidating people. They've done it for years. Obama did this a lot. He sent the IRS after people. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, this is next level.
Yeah, this is the next level. So how do we get through it right now? Well, the number one thing is we have to become more united and more outspoken about what we're not willing to put up with.
Uh-huh.
And fight back in the legal system as much as possible. And we have to really evangelize our neighbors to see the truth of these things and to be on our side, right? Because what we need is we need more fence sitters to be on our side. That way, if anything, the people who are so progressive, they're very evil and they will never change their mind.
Uh-huh.
They need to be intimidated by how outnumbered they are, that they are afraid to do more. Right.
Yeah, it's funny as they do the opposite. Like, but, they literally seem like they are the majority. Kind of like in Twitter, where Elon Musk found out that they're all bots.
Yep.
So they're all fake accounts controlling the narrative. Well, that's
spiral of silence,
right?
The spiral of silence where you are the majority, but you don't think you are because the media, everything else, tends to make you feel like you are alone in your opinion. So you start changing your opinion to feel less siloed, less alone.
Yeah, what comes to mind too is slight side tangent, but it ties into this, is the fact that for a Republican caucus, okay, so for like a Republican caucus, like let's say, okay, there's three Republicans, they're all going to run against each other to see who makes it. Who wins the primary and goes on to the actual election against a Democrat. And then Republicans vote that winner, then runs against a Democrat. Well, Democrat process, they vote, and whoever's in charge, the DNC decides. And they go, oh, that's cute. I don't care. And then we decide. So one side is Democratic, and now all the Democrats register as Republicans, influence election, then we get rhinos or really weak Republicans who are pushed to the forefront. And my point is like there's no way to swing the Democrat Party right while the Republican Party is being swung left because of the current system.
The holes in our...
And then on top of that, then you have social media where you're not allowed to talk about things unless they're leftists.
Get on Truth Social.
Yeah, and that's... Got to. That's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They shut TikTok. Down Parler at the right time. TikTok, yeah. And then that's MSNBC, CNN, PBS, NPR, yada, 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 forever and ever and ever in all of Hollywood. This is how it all is. It's all skews left. It makes me wonder, like, if it wasn't like that, if everything was truly even, I bet if it was like that, the most radical Democrat would be like, I love my guns, you know? You know, could you imagine if the Republicans could swing it the way the Democrats do? It'd be awesome. But anyways, so... I can't remember where I was going with that. They've swung everything too far left.
Yes. So here's the easy and typical human behavior response to this. Get them back. Let's burn some of their DNC buildings or their businesses. Let's do all these things, right? I think mutually ensured destruction is useful to keep your enemies afraid of you. But when you don't really have the power, like you're not, like they control all the tech. Like you described, they control the government right now, everything else like that. It's very easy to just say, well, grab a gun or grab my torch, do whatever. But this is where we have to be more extreme in being civil, but also in evangelizing people to see. When I say evangelizing, what I mean is changing their perspective, the way they think and believe, to be more aligned with truth. We have to work harder at it because, like, now that it's this extreme, we have to be more extreme in our efforts, like really dang outspoken, really working really hard to cross chasms, to reach out and grab other people's hands. Because if we don't, then we're just going to fall prey to our natural tendencies. And that's the whole, like, America was set up under this premise that we have evil natural tendencies. We have good ones too if we nurture them with religion. But typically, We all have the same patterns. So let's create a government and establish a people who can self-govern, who will to make the right decisions even when all the opportunities... Because if you're so corrupt, no laws, no boundaries are going to keep you in. You're going to find a way out of it. You're going to find every loophole.
Yeah.
You have to want to follow. You have to want to do what's right to keep yourself in check. Trump could have gone crazy in the presidency and done whatever he'd wanted. Instead, he followed the Constitution pretty well.
Yeah, and it kind of makes you wonder about if he had a second term, would we have gotten like a really fun show? Kind of like Obama. He's like, oh, you know, I'm not radical, blah, blah, blah. And then second term, he's like, F all this, and just went nuts. Like, oh, I was just reading about it. My mind just blanked. Well, I was reading a full book on all this. Oh, on the book, The Case for Trump. Which was written like in 2018, so it's not fully up to date. It's fascinating because he dives into a lot of what Obama did in his second term that was extremely radical because he knew he could get away with it because it's his last term. So, yeah, it's a long read, but I recommend it.
I'll have to check that out. So, when we see extreme precedents like this taking place, we must work harder. It's like a fire, right? If we see a fire starting to rage, we don't just say, well, screw this, pull the barn down just on top of it, just let it burn. What we do is we grab bigger hoses and we spray harder, right? We try to put it out.
We need to, yeah.
And that's what we need to do. Because eventually you do get to the tipping point where it's too late.
Yeah, and we might be there because the right has just kind of taken it for the longest time. Patient Christian who just hopes things are fine and walks away.
And that's why I encourage every Christian who listens to this, instead of getting caught up in the whirlwind, work harder to get people to see the truth, right? Work harder to teach them morality. It takes a lot of work. A lot of people are too lazy to want to try to do that sort of a thing, but that's what's necessary. We have to. And if we don't, then we're going to see tit for tat. We're going to see our government become more corrupt. Our manners, our behaviors as a nation become more corrupt. And even more problems arise. So just keep these ideas in mind. I'm keeping it short today. It's been a crazy week. Was traveling across the country. That's why this is a day late. If you want to send in any comments or questions or any topics you want me to discuss, send it to contact@alexspicer.com. Live free until next time.